Guess what, folks? We are announcing right here and right now that we're doing a very special If I Were You.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Live stream on Friday, February 17th at 12 p.m. noon, okay? Pacific time.
Yeah, I think Jeff will be there.
Interesting.
And yeah, I think it'll be like a kind of a fun little time.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Season worms for a meal, man. And AJ, let's get one thing straight. Jill fuckers up to Tucker and it feels real great. I saw you at a rave and no, I ain't bluffing. You was rocking the chinner and you was kissing your cousin. That's foul, wow. I wonder how y'all have decided to keep holding on. Bow, wow. Oh, and one last thing, since you're taking hits, I wouldn't platform Jeffrey James. He's a hateful bitch if I were you.
Okay, we did our standard choreographed dance to kick that one off.
Yeah, I like to dance as though someone's holding my arms up like a marionette puppet or something of sorts.
It looked like we were dancing at gunpoint.
for a deranged billionaire.
For a dirge.
actually, a marionette puppet would be a good Halloween costume for me.
That's cool. That's really good. That's also a good Instagram handle for you if you ever make that 20K selling at Amir.
Yeah, I'm still trying to sell my Instagram handle, which I found out was quasi-illegal.
Interesting. But only quasi. Yeah. Only quasi.
Yeah, because technically they can't, you know, figure out how much money I was paid under the table, but I'm getting a lot of inquiries from Farsi bots overseas.
Yeah. I feel, have you gotten any serious offers?
Yeah, not too many serious offers, but I feel like it'll come in the form of some sort of offshore cryptocurrency account, and I'll have to just send this stranger my password.
Yeah.
The problem is, to sell your Instagram handle, I'm just basically giving them all my followers, too.
Yeah, which like at the end of the day isn't
that. It won't reset. Right. Yeah, it'll be like every comedy fan I've amassed for 10 years is now following this fucking model in Iran.
Right, which is an upgrade for them. Your Instagram isn't, it's not that interesting. It's mostly like trolling your followers. You'll post something to close friends and then screenshot who looked at it first and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've been sort of trying to take advantage of the green circle close friends feature.
Yeah, not take advantage. You're trying to take advantage of your friends. I think Avital and I looked at your Instagram story and you screenshotted it and sent it to both of us and called us losers.
Yeah, because you were the first to. And technically, I told her to look at it, so I sort of set her up to fail. But now I have that image.
Yeah. Which is...
Yeah, to have you as the first viewer of an
Story. Within 2 minutes, which is very
instantly.
Embarrassing. Yeah, super embarrassing.
But it's hard. The allure of the green circle there, you almost have to click on it.
Yeah.
What's so secretive that Amir is sharing?
I was a victim of timing that day. I really hadn't been on Instagram that much.
No, but for like, sure. As soon as I just got it right then and there.
I think you
I'm
and
sure.
I were just like same brain. You posted, I looked.
And
I'll show
right
you my screen
like, bang,
time.
Bang.
I'll show you my screen time. It's very low. It's very low on Instagram.
Well, you have three phones, one for each app that you use.
Yeah.
So you're able to fudge the numbers.
Right. I have an Instagram, a Finstagram, and a phone, and a phone, which is a faux phone, but it sounds like phone.
Yeah, an phone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
That opening theme song was a banger of a theme, which is a He had, I mean, this guy sent us two theme songs. His name is Kevin Rambaran.
Okay. That's a cool last name. Rambaran.
Yeah. Please shout out my NADPOD inspired Let's Play What We Do in the Basement, as well as my comedy duo segment show.
Whoa.
Sort of inspired by If I Were You, called Oops All Segments.
That's good. That's a really good name for a show. We should low key steal that for a new format.
Low key.
Yeah. Low key. This will, like, this part that we're here, like, this is behind the scenes how the sausage gets made. It'll be edited down. It won't be like released widely, us discussing this. It doesn't have to be.
It's always been released widely.
Yeah.
And we never cut anything out.
Yeah, but we can edit this episode down to have this conversation just between us.
So let's get that clean then. Please shout out my NADPOD inspired Let's Play What We Do in the Basement, as well as my comedy duo. Comedy duo.
Right, that's perfect. Like that. Well, I said that's perfect, but that, like, this isn't going to make any sense. Why don't you take that clean again and I'll just react.
So he doesn't have a comedy duo segment show.
Exactly. Just do the NADPOD show. Actually,
What's Let's Play? Do you know what that is?
I think it's kind of like an actual play, like what my D&D show is. Kind of like where you just play D&D. I'm just thinking we shouldn't plug that either, because then someone might find that show, find the segment show, trace that. I just feel like this whole thing is a gotcha journalism anti-fluff piece at this point. So let's put the kibosh on this episode.
The entire episode, or just the theme song? Or I can make up some random credits.
Perfect. Yeah, that's good.
The opening theme song was by Kevin Rambaran.
I wouldn't say his name, because people can Google the name. And I already said, I said it was a cool last name, but just let's do Kyle Rembrandt. Take it away.
Opening theme song, just a banger of a theme by Kyle
Rembrandt. I wouldn't know it, so I don't know why I said it. So you just have to get it out clean. So stupid.
All right. This is that opening theme song was written by Kyle Rembrandt.
You sound like you're lying. Can I give you a line read?
Why don't you say it?
Because I don't have a computer in front of me, and anybody watching will be like, how does Jake know that? And I've also never, ever shouted out the theme song creator, right? But you just go, that opening theme song was by Kyle Rembrandt.
All right.
Easy. What's going on?
We're like talking over each other.
Yeah. All right. Just get it out clean.
Yeah. That opening theme song was by Kyle Rembrandt.
It sounds like combative, but we can splice that in on the day.
Actually, the PS is pretty vague. It says, PS, I own a burger restaurant in Winnipeg. If you're ever in town, Berg's on me.
Thanks, we're good. I'll never be back to Winnipeg. Don't worry about that. Shit. We should edit that out. I feel like that was like a nasty reaction to
it. Yeah, because it was based on nothing so far. All I said was that theme song right into burgers. Yeah. And then... And really, you shouldn't be mean to him at all if you plan on stealing.
But folks at home don't know that he's become my nemesis over the last 10 minutes, because to them, this episode is 5 minutes long so far. And it's
Do you even remember the idea you were trying to steal? I feel like it's gotten lost completely in the sauce.
It's a Let's Play show, I think, where you and I...
No, that was the NADPOD thing.
I don't remember, but I'll listen back. I'll listen back to the raw.
You just said we're not...
we're not going to release it. Yeah, we're not going to release it widely, but I said I'd listen back to the raw.
There's no way you're going to find the raw audio file, figure out what this was, and then have somebody else cut it out for wide release.
Wide release from the
raw. Let's just shout it out as is. And if we want to steal it, we can steal it, because it's like technically he'd be honored if it was ours now.
Okay.
Kevin, now I'm saying Kyle Rembrandt, but it's Kevin Rembrandt.
Yeah. Either one, yeah.
He has a comedy duo segment show called Oops All Segments.
Which is similar to me and your show. because we're developing pre-hearing this, we were developing, I'm just saying, we were developing our own IP, and it's a case of parallel thinking that we were maybe going to do a segment show.
And we were going to call it Oops All Segments.
Yeah, I just need to get that on record.
We should say we are recording this in September 2021.
Yeah, 2014, actually.
A burger restaurant in Winnipeg. We did one show in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
It was as cold as advertised. Didn't we go there in February?
I believe we did. And I can't remember if we went there from Calgary or if we went to...
Yeah, because I think it was Winnipeg, Calgary.
Okay, so Winnipeg, yeah. Winnipeg, we kind of went to like a barbecue type place. We sat down, we got a little lunch, and it was delicious.
Yeah. That's not, didn't we go to, what was like the diner, the coffee shop diner one?
That was in Calgary.
That place was good.
Yeah, that place was good. Shout out to them.
But yeah, I can go for a burger in Winnipeg.
For sure. I'm actually very hungry right now.
You didn't eat breakfast or?
I got up at 4:45 in the morning. So I did have breakfast, but it wasn't until, you know, it was I had breakfast at like 6. And yeah. Then I had
it's 1:45 now.
Yeah,
yeah.
So and
why did you wake up? It seems early. 4:45.
It's honestly it's not even worth. It's like,
was it on purpose or by accident?
It's on purpose. They I go to Nantucket every summer, you know, and they release the ferry reservations like it's a Taylor Swift concert. Like on this day, January 17th at 5 a.m. The reservations for ferry go live, and you have to beat everyone else out to reserve the ferry on the weekend that you want to go.
This is for you to be on there or to drive your car onto
for
it?
For you to drive your car. The people ferries can go
whenever.
You know, yeah, those are a lot easier. You can get those the same day most
of
the time.
So are you going on a hot date? They're like, well, you want July 3rd? Good luck. You got to wait until 4:45.
Yeah, yeah. We're going on we got a good week. We got a good week. Not the 4th of July, but it's up there, okay?
And did you do it at 5:01?
Huh?
You did it at like 5:01 in the morning?
I got up at 4:55.
Alarm?
Yeah, I set the alarm for 4:45, and I had some safety alarms at 4:50, 4:51, 4:52, 4:53, 4:54, and 4:55. Really wanted this. No, I couldn't sleep
because I was excited and anxious about the 4:45.
Not excited, anxious. I was dreading the entire experience. Because last year, you know, you go from, this is so boring to anybody, but it's really all I can think about, so I'm going to talk about it. You go from Saturday to Saturday. That's like usually what the rentals on these vacation houses are. So the ferry reservations are the hottest from Saturday to Saturday because you're trying to drive onto the ferry, drive off, and then, you know, pack up and leave all in the same day.
How often is there this ferry to take you from mainland Massachusetts to this island?
I believe there are 3 or 4 a day, even in like the height on the weekends, and they take 2.5 hours.
How many cars are there on the ferry?
Maybe like 20 to 35.
Oh, okay. So 60-ish per day get to go.
Yeah,
get to drive onto the island.
And millions of people are going there through the summer. So they're very, it's tough. It's tough out
there.
Hot
ticket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the hardest thing about going to Nantucket, which is the really, really easy, fine, good place to be able to go.
Right.
But yeah. But last year, we were there from Saturday to Saturday. I believe my car came over Monday morning, and it had to go back Thursday.
So you didn't get the good tickets.
Didn't get the good tickets.
Yeah.
So I was pretty anxious about this year making it happen.
Yeah.
So I log on 4:55. I am 200th. It's just a page that says you are 201 in line. Pretty good.
Even though you're there five minutes early.
5 minutes early. But then I'm sort of nervous. Like, do they reset this room like at 5? So I'm refreshing the page just to kind of like arrive at 5. which I do, and it says at 5 that I'm 201 in line. I also, for safety, I open up another tab at that
new
time.
Browser or new tab.
New browser, on my Firefox browser, I log on. I am 1,700 in line.
Oh,
and then
God,
I'm like,
okay,
well, if anything goes wrong, I'm just fucked. I just want to have a third failsafe. I log on my phone. I'm 2,700 in line or 2,400 in line, something like that.
So there's about over 2,000 people on ready to go at 4:58 a.m.
And this thing says, this page will refresh automatically every 15 seconds. And it's doing that. It's refreshing automatically every 15 seconds. And you're moving up in the line. Only at 201, I am not moving at all. My 1,700 one is moving up like about five people every 15 seconds. So I'm like, something is broken, but I'm too afraid to just close out that tab.
You can't refresh. It'll be like 7,900.
Yeah. But then eventually I start like shift refreshing that page because I'm like, I have nothing to lose. I'm at like 600 in this other line. Also, I imagine this was going to take 5 to 10 minutes, like log on at 5, get this reservation. I'm back in bed.
Yeah.
But it's like 5:30 now.
And yeah, sun started to come up.
But all of a sudden I jump from 201 to 67th in this line. So I'm like, okay, so it's working. It's something's going on, but it's working. It brings me up, 54, 39, you're 12th in line. I'm like, here it
Holy
comes.
Shit. Yeah.
I log on. I see all the reservations. I choose them. I click schedule. It just breaks down. It says 503 bad gateway.
Yeah. I'm like, you got to assume other people are getting it. But like in your mind, you're the only one and everyone's just cutting you now.
And I refresh the page and it says you are 7,900th in line. And I look at the Twitter and it's just like the Steamship Authority, the boat place, is just like everything on the site is working as normal. It's just hundreds of people like cussing them out. And there's just an auto response that says the website is up to date. The website is working.
Okay. What about your other place in line? Did you end up getting to the front?
Same thing happens on Firefox. Go to schedule, 503 error code breaks down. Eventually my phone works. And I got the reservation going over Sunday, coming back Friday, which is not
bad. Ideal.
Instead of it's one day, it's chewed in one day either way.
Does that mean you have to go from Sunday to Friday, or does that mean you go on Saturday and your car comes the next day?
No, you pay extra money where your car just like is in like the lot, and they do what's called a drive on, where like somebody at the dock will drive the car on. And then when the ferry arrives, I can go pick it up and drive the car off.
Got it. So you'll beat your car by a day, and then you have to drive your car off early a day.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I got it.
Which is mildly inconvenient because you kind of have to pack up everything except like a day pack.
Yeah.
On that last
day. A day early.
Yeah.
It's almost worth it to leave it a day early.
Almost.
Yeah. But it's not quite. And
not
then when was this completed? 5:45 or something?
7 a.m. So I was up from 4:45 until 7.
Yeah. Sun's fully out at that point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's ready to start your day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, I keep on thinking maybe I can go back to bed for an hour, but then the dog is waking up and it's just
like
everything is
the
over.
The day had begun. The day is beginning now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so you've been up since then and you've had an acai bowl.
I had an acai bowl at 10. That's right.
And now it's 2, you're sort of like ready for dinner / whatever a late lunch would be, but you're recording instead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready. I would love to take a nap. I'd like to go home. I want to go home.
Yeah, this is prime nap time for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That set me up nice, but now I've
get
to hang out with you.
Do we have to, we have to take a break to thank some sponsors, so maybe you could do like a quick 2.5 minute to 4 minute.
I could do a
power nap. Power nap,
yeah.
Even just taking your shoes off would feel like kick your feet up a little bit.
It might.
Feel like a little reset. Like
I might take a nap
quit.
During the second act.
I see. So fully during the episode.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Jake will catch a Z or two, and then we'll be back after these messages.
Cheers.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we have returned. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a lesson in the fight.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see this big Band-Aid on my hand, but I'm encouraging everyone out there to buy oven mitts that will give you full hand protection. Okay?
Yeah.
Full so you hand had oven protection.
Mitt. Yeah. You had oven mitts, but it wasn't full hand.
Jill has these almost like little lobster claws. Shout out to the Pinch. That are like plastic. They're like little plastic like puppet things.
Yeah, rubberish and, almost.
Yeah, rubberish. Rubberish, which is good maybe for getting like a little sheet out of the oven, but I was pulling a full-on like cast iron skillet out of the oven.
Oh,
so
what
I had
are you making?
It, steak.
Nice.
One of my New Year's resolutions was to cook more. Yeah. Here we are. So, so I just reached in, grabbed it, and I had coverage everywhere except this pad right here on the bottom of my hand.
And then the handle is just like scalding hot.
So hot. Yeah, because I mean, it was high heat. We seared the steak on two sides. Then we put it in the oven at like 450 for 10 or 15 minutes.
Cooks the inside, sears the outside, burns your hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I was miserable, but when I ate it, it made me feel better briefly. It was very, very good.
Yeah. When you cut it open, did you like baste it with butter and like rosemary and thyme and stuff like that?
My hands? I just ran it under cold water.
I had the steak.
We carved my hand and
It's funny. Every act of this episode comes like another terrible thing that happened to you over the last 36 hours.
Yeah, but all of it's good. It all stems from good stuff. Just minor inconveniences.
Yeah, you had a steak. Yeah, and you're going on vacation.
Right.
But in so doing, you burn your hand and woke up early.
Yeah, these are the things that you deal with. What about you? It's your birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, my birthday is tomorrow at the time of recording. If you're listening to this sometime in late January, early February, it's already happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we can get this kind of as like a time capsule, a moment in time. How do you feel about turning the big 4-0?
I'm ready for it. It's so much buildup, days, weeks, months, years, really. Yeah. Once you turn 39, like the countdown is on.
Yeah. People probably talk so to you about it a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, 40's coming up. You're going to be 40. I'm already joking about being 40, so soon I'll actually be 40, and we can sort of reset, like when your odometer goes from 99999, like all the high numbers to like 10000.
Right. It's kind of good. Yeah. You're the farthest away from being 50 at 40. That's like the next over the hill thing. So that's good.
I went from a 9 to a 0, basically.
Yeah, that's nice.
End of 30s, early 40s. Feels right. And I'm already like surrounded by 40-ish year olds already. So I feel like I've been mentally prepared for this moment.
Yeah, that's good.
Fortunately.
What do you want for your birthday?
Thank you. Because I don't know if you got my Slack message about the new MacBook Pro. Yeah,
I got your Venmo request, which is interesting because it seemed like it was more than just a standard.
I want the 2 terabyte solid state drive. I want the 516 gigabytes of RAM. I want the 16-inch display, and I want a Mac Mini so I can put my feet on a stool while I use the computer.
Some people answer that question by saying, I have everything I need.
But I don't have anything I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Supercharged by M2 Pro Max chip. The new Pros completely revolutionize. This is a paperweight.
You got that months ago. You got it 4 months ago.
And it's obsolete.
Yeah. You got
it's
that for Hanukkah.
Obsolete.
You made your parents buy you the top of the line computer.
Yeah. Space gray. Gray. And now it feels like I'm holding just a piece of lead, an iron weight that means nothing to me. Because
then you should donate it.
Well, I don't want to do that because I can use it as a cover for my new laptop. So I'll like almost use it as a clamshell. I'll hollow it out like a bagel and put it over my new computer.
So you'll
buy me
for your birthday
$3,799.
Yeah,
for turning 40.
And let me guess,
how dope is that?
You'll be angry if that doesn't happen, right?
I'll be angry if you don't pay for it in full.
Yeah,
I'll be pissed off if you choose a payment plan.
At this point, it feels like you're angry kind of regardless.
I'm mad because I'm aging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do want one in silver and in space gray. I can't make up my mind.
Yeah.
I'll return the other one when I'm 42. Brand new, as is.
You'll return it? Not hollow it out into a clamshell?
For the new laptop that you buy me in perpetuity. It doesn't make sense for you to get me one gift, one computer. It's a depreciating asset.
Yeah.
I need you to sign up to this.
Anything. I'm not gonna,
almost like a biannual.
I'm not buying you
a
gift at all. I'm going to donate to a charity in your name.
No.
The worst at gift least do of it, all.
At least do it anonymously. I don't want my name out there on the grid. Actually, we got some questions.
Okay.
If you can believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just us burning ourselves and turning 40. There's other shit to deal with.
Ideally.
These are real questions, of course, from real people, of course. Only we're going to be giving them fake names. To
Good.
Preserve their anonymity, one of them, I mean, this is a real dilemma.
Okay.
Band problems.
Love it.
I mean, as someone in a band, maybe you can shed some light. This is
it's true.
Seemingly a 20-ish year old Canadian dude.
All right.
So we'll give him just a Canadian rock star name.
Like Stan Rogers.
I was going to say the guy from Sum 41 or something.
Chad something. Let's go Stan Rogers, a true Canadian star.
Okay. I'm stuck singing in a band that I really don't enjoy being in, and I don't know how to go about getting out of there because there's four of us, guitar player, bass player, drummer, and me. I really like playing with the bass player, and I think I hate playing with the guitar player, and I'm just kind of generally creeped out by the drummer. The guitar player wanted to start a band with the bass player.
Bass player.
And the bass player is a fucking great musician and all-around good dude. The guitar player is a confrontational asshat with a strong opinion and a pretty shitty taste in music.
Okay.
Though he did take us to his family's amazing 100-year-old cabin on an island to play music. The guitar player found me on a music site and reached out to me to sing for them a few months ago. Having just moved to Vancouver, I didn't have much else going on band-wise, so I decided to do it right off the bat. I wasn't really enjoying singing slash playing the songs that the guitar player wrote, which is really all we've played. I would outright quit the band, but I really like jamming with the bass player. He already has two other bands going and doesn't seem to mind guitar players' bullshit, and the drummers smell as much as me. That's right. The drummer, sorry, there was something about the drummer. Oh yeah, here we go. The drummer has a degenerative foot fungus that makes his feet always smell, and he drums barefoot.
Does he have a real degenerative foot fungus?
Maybe that's how this man is diagnosing it. Anyway, if you were me, how would you quit the band? How would you convince the bass player to quit the band and start a new one with me without hurting the guitar player's feelings?
I think I would just, you separate the two things. You can't orchestrate a big old coup, right? You just quit.
Is it a coup if half the people come with you, aka two of the four members?
Well, it's kind of like a split. It's a splitting of the band.
Yeah.
But I think
has that ever happened? Like, does that happen in the band world? Like, these two were in this band and now they're in a new band?
Yes. Yes, of course. Look at Tom DeLonge and Boxcar Racer, and Tom DeLonge and Angels and Airwaves, and Mark Hoppus and Travis Barker, and Jump 44, something 44, plus 44.
But that's usually like one person.
Look at Matt Skiba and Blink 182. All of my basis for all of this knowledge is Blink based, but if it's happening to my favorite band, then it's happening to others.
You mean your basses?
Yeah. No, I think it happens all the time. There are bands that split up and make those like super bands and stuff like that.
Yeah. Half and half. I feel like it's usually one person leaving or one person getting kicked out. A full two person of four splinter feels rare.
Yeah, but I mean, you can also have a two person exodus. I don't think that like this split is like singer and drummer and you and bassist. It's more like I'm stealing the bassist from the band, but it's not even really a big deal because the bassist is currently in two other bands. So you don't even have I think you just quit and you ask the bassist on the side if he wants to jam sometime. That seems good.
Do you think this guy's just a singer or is it usually like if it's a band of four, you got to do instrument plus singing?
Rhythm guitar, I'd hope. Because otherwise, it's not jamming. It would just be the bassist.
You singing.
And you singing, which doesn't sound fun.
Yeah. It also feels like the singer is the guy that usually comes up with the songs, right? Like, is ever like the drummer writes the songs and then somebody else is singing them?
Yeah, there's plenty of singing drummers. I almost think that
singing
the Sum 41 drummer
like,
wrote some of the songs. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird how that works out. Like, I just always assume the guy singing wrote the songs and is playing the guitar, and then like the other people are just like filling in the holes. But like,
yeah.
Why can't a drummer write a song?
I think that happens all the time. You just never have thought about it.
Yeah, I don't think or care or know about music enough to know which drummers write.
But you're pontificating some crazy thing that might happen that I think if you're in the music world, anybody is like, yes, this is the standard.
Of course. And it's interesting that way because like even if it's not the – yeah, I'm saying hypothetically if it were the case, like what makes drummers so seemingly disposable like that? Like – are we to assume that, I don't know, in the sports world, an offensive lineman can't diagram
what
a play.
What do you do? Like, what do you do? What do you make? What do you create? Or do you just fucking sit there and pontificate?
I have a fairly popular zine. Fanzine, actually.
Yeah, and a fanzine.
And an OnlyFanzine. I have an OnlyFanzine. So I'll sort of highlight slash spotlight different creators in that space.
Yeah.
Whether it be a foot fetish or a brassiere fetish. And then people can sort of use me to get to the next level.
I have a findom crushing fetish. And I need jerk off instruction and encouragement. Where would you point me to for those preferences?
And what's findom crushing?
Findom,
so you want somebody to step on your wallet?
No, they're two separate things. Okay, they stack. I want someone to tell me when it's okay to spend my cash, and I also want them to put me in a little ball and hold my life in their hands. Is that so weird to you?
I want someone to sit on a piggy bank.
Wow.
But yeah, you can sign up for my zine, and there's referral codes just littered all over this email. It's disgusting.
That's cool.
It's so confusing.
DailyDizzyDinkyDeals.com.
But yeah, you can. It seems like this band is so early in the process. People are coming and going. You can leave. You can join.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like you guys are even playing gigs. Is that fair to say? Right. This is a pre-gig band.
It sounds a little bit like you can leave without any issue at all and check in with the bassist. And maybe he'll play with you. Or maybe...
Your band.
Yeah. Huh? My band?
Your band, Fade on Shuffle.
Yeah.
Would you be perturbed if... What's the only other person in the band?
Gareth.
Yeah, if he left. And started a band with someone like... I don't know, me.
I wouldn't be perturbed. I'd sue him for everything he's worth, and yeah, I wouldn't really think twice about it. I wouldn't blink.
Well, you didn't really sign him to any overall deal or anything.
That's exactly why I can sue him to oblivion. I'll crush him in litigation. I'll throw so many fucking legal fees at him, he won't know what to do besides settle, and I'll make him settle for an astronomical fee. You realize you can kill someone with paperwork without winning in court, right? You're so stupid sometimes. No, I'll make him declare bankruptcy, and I'll make him give me every single cent he ever makes for the rest of his life if he starts another band with you.
One, two, one, two, three. That's the best part of being in a band. Yeah. I don't want to be the drummer. I just want to be the guy that counts down.
Oh, that's true. You want to be the guy that counts down, and I just want to be the manager. I want the checks coming to me.
And then we can fill in the holes from there. We have the countdown guy. We have the guy that clears the checks. And then we just need, you know, the singer, songwriter, guitar, drum, whatever.
Well, I can do the songs, too. I'll write the songs. I can write the lyrics.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So, you know, you can. We'll let this guy know that he can just leave the band, probably.
Gareth? No, I need him.
Oh, no, I mean Stan over here.
Of course.
Yeah. Would you say you're do you Stan Rogers?
Yeah, that's good. I absolutely Stan Rogers.
Okay, let's take another break. Thanks to more sponsors. Jake will nap a little bit more, and then we'll try to answer another question on the other side of these messages.
Namaste.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Okay. What say we try to answer one last question to rule them all?
I love that for us.
Have you watched, well, what was that HBO show that seems up your alley? The post-apocalyptic show that just came out?
Oh, The Last of Us?
Yeah. Are you in on that yet?
I actually started it last night. I only watched the first like 40 minutes though because it was late and I had to get up at 4:45.
It's a 60-minute show and you're like, I'm tapping out.
The first
out
episode
right
was
now.
Like an hour and a half or something. I thought it was a movie when I loaded it up.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it's great. So far, so good.
So good.
Yeah. Pedro Pascal is good.
I hear good things. This one is sort of completely unrelated to that, but I just thought of that for you.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you.
This is from a high school lady.
Sweet.
A blue jean baby.
She'll marry a music man. Sure.
Yeah, the guy from the last question. Let me get straight to the point. For some crazy reason, this dickhead at my school created a list called the fucking legit superlatives list. Apparently, his idea was that titles like best ass and best kisser were more valuable than most likely to succeed and most likely to be president. The list has now been seen by basically everyone in my grade. And of course, I happened to be chosen for one of the titles, Best Feeling Boobs.
Oh, gosh.
Now I've been getting texts from random numbers congratulating me. I responded sarcastically at first, but now I'm responding with, fuck off. What's going to happen next year? How will this ever end? Am I going to be known only for my tits for the rest of high school? Should I tell someone about this? Is this illegal? Should I drive to the dickhead's house and throw rocks and exit his window? Respond if you're going to use my question, and please answer soon.
Jeez Louise. Yeah, I don't know. There's like, old me is like, yeah, you should tell on everyone. Tell a teacher. So the kid should be in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, superlatives in general is kind of crazy. Like an official school thing that's like most likely to succeed, like you're ranking the students.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I wonder if they still do it. I mean, we had like, and they have basically hottest and stuff. They have like best hair, best eyes, best smile.
Right.
My school,
as voted on by the teachers.
My school had a fucked up one that was like most likely to be working at Hampton Hall in 5 years or something.
Is that a compliment or an insult?
I guess maybe you could be like who had the most school spirit, but it was like definitely the people with the lowest prospects were voted as that.
Did you get one? Does everyone get one? Or
yeah,
was it just...
No, not everyone got one. I got the class clown one, classic.
Wow.
What? Did you not get one?
Good for fucking you. No, I didn't get class clown.
I also got best cock. In the super fucking legit superlatives that I started and no one else submitted for. But I had best cock, best ass, most cash.
Just you holding up a piece of paper. Hear ye, hear ye. Will anyone hear me? I have the best ass in town.
I put that on my resume for a year.
Yeah, I mean, the actual superlatives thing is kind of crazy. The fact that they still do that. This fucking legit superlatives list seems like a classic high school prank that I guess is not really illegal, but really fucked up.
Yeah, and maybe should be illegal. There's definitely there's something...
Sexual harassment adjacent.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, not like maybe illegal to the letter of the law, but I think you can get punished. I'm sure it's against like a school handbook or school policy. The person
suspendable,
can get in trouble. Yeah.
Expellable.
That said, I think if it were happening to me... In high school, what I would do is ignore it and pretend it didn't happen. And it does eat away at you for a while, but all that stuff fades away. I don't talk to a single person from my high school. So,
yeah. High school is a quick turnover of pranks.
Yeah.
Like the biggest deals in the world sort of fade to the background.
I think responding fuck off or not responding at all feels fine.
Feels correct. Did you have any like kids that were suspended or expelled where it like became like kind of, you know, not nationwide, but within the high school, like wide news?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It happened to me. I was like, I think my junior year or maybe my senior year, I like went to homecoming drunk and I got in trouble and I had to, sit in front of like the student council and administrators and basically have like a student trial for my punishment. And that was a big deal at the time.
You got drunk in 11th grade?
Yeah.
You went to a football game?
Homecoming dance.
So you went to a dance, you were drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So how did people find out?
I guess because I was wasted.
Saw you.
Yeah.
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 It was... And then do you remember like a teacher or principal coming up to you like that night, or is it like the next day situation?
Next day. I remember like I got a call from a teacher. This was after the dance, and they were like, don't remember at all exactly what happened because it was a long time ago and I was drunk. Yeah. But yeah, it was like a next day. I got called into the administrator. They were like, we know you were.
Was it a school day or like a Sunday you were called in?
Oh, I guess maybe. No, I don't think homecoming was like on Saturday. I feel like it was like a Thursday night because, you know, you don't. It's okay. It doesn't have to be a weekend because you're not supposed to be getting drunk.
Yeah. You're in school after all.
Or maybe it was a Friday and like there was a football game the next day and it happened after the weekend or something. But yeah, they found me out. They told my parents. My parents like confirmed it or something. And then I had to like go to the student council and everyone asked me questions and it was very...
But I assume other people were drunk, not just you, right?
It wasn't just me, but I was the one that got caught, yeah.
And then the student, like other 16-year-olds are like sentencing. They gave you the chair. Like, what's the punishment?
I remember like everyone was asking me like questions and this like somebody who had like helped plan homecoming was like, did you think you wouldn't have any fun at homecoming? I was like, no, I thought it would be great. I'm sorry. I don't know. But like, of course I didn't think it was going to be fun unless I was drunk. That was the point.
Yeah. And then so what do you remember your punishment for something?
Like 2 days of in-school suspension. And I believe that I was like everybody, all the seniors got to do like a senior project where they like the last month of school, they had an internship or they didn't have to go to classes and they had to like present whatever they learned at the end of the semester. But I wasn't allowed to do that. So I was the only senior at school that had to stay on campus the last month of school. So I was just like in classes by myself.
So the teacher would still go there and it would just be you and a math teacher one-on-one teaching you?
Yeah, well, because some of the classes, like physics had juniors and seniors and had some underclassmen in there.
Got it.
But then like there, I think like my English class, it was literally just me.
It was really a punishment for your teacher.
Yeah, it was, I don't have fond memories of the school.
Yeah, it's hard to punish a high schooler because high school is sort of already the punishment.
Yeah, it's bad.
So
to
you
be
don't
want to
be like, you have to keep going to school. Then it's not a punishment. Right. But you can't be like you have to stay at home because that's fine too.
Which is my punishment was you have to be here all the time. It's in school suspension, so that's not even like you at home. That's just you here at school in a room by yourself, and then it's you on campus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During the weekend? Is it like a
no, it's during day. I was in some weird office, like an administrative office where I could like see out in the courtyard and I could see my friends and I just had to sit there and do homework. But I think I snuck in the Dave Matthews biography.
CD
and I read that.
Man.
Yeah.
That's cool. That'll show him.
It was awesome.
That's really cool.
What was the question? Oh yeah,
what should she say about the people sort of harassing
her? Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is that nothing matters in high school, but apparently you will remember it forever, like I do. But you'll laugh at it someday.
Yeah, I would tell on these people so that they would have to do the in school suspension, the council of their peers.
Right. They deserve to be in trouble.
Yeah. And can we say no phones for them during suspension? Otherwise, it's not really a suspension at all.
God, I cannot even imagine punishing kids now.
All right, good luck. Fuck those other people. Mm-hmm. How dare they? Fucking legit superlatives list.
That's right.
Unbelievable. And if you're running a school, maybe get rid of the actual superlatives list too.
That'd be smart.
Doesn't feel right. I mean, they still do ranking. Like, public schools are like, I was 83rd in my class. They have like a literal ranking of everybody, right?
Do you remember what number you were?
We didn't really have that because we were a private school, so we didn't have the superlatives or like the ranking.
Yeah. We had we didn't have the ranking, but we had the superlatives.
That's cool. Okay. All right. Thanks for writing questions. Thanks for writing theme songs. Kevin. Kevin, the opening theme song, and all these people for writing in at ifireyoushow@gmail.com.
Oh, yes.
Please, we're running low on questions. We're running low on theme songs. And now is the time to send them in.
Best possible time, folks.
And you can watch more of us on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Ja.
Hundreds and hundreds of those episodes. Kevin Ramberin, who runs a burger restaurant in Winnipeg.
Beautiful. That's right.
So thank you, Kevin. Thanks to you guys for listening. Thanks to you guys for writing in. And we'll be back next week. Ciao, everybody.
Later.
Hey, your mirror, man. Look in the mirror, man. I bet you see a lot of flies becoming clear, and I bet you see that fuzzy tail at your rear end. I bet you craving seasoned worms for a meal, man. And AJ, let's get one thing straight. Jill fuckers up to Tucker and it feels real great. I saw you at a rave and no, I ain't bluffing. You was rocking the chinner and you was kissing your cousin. That's foul, wow, I wonder how y'all have decided to keep holding on. Bow, wow. Oh, and one last thing, since you're taking hits, I wouldn't platform Jeffrey James. He's a hateful bitch if I were you.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.